News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, a wider age gap between kids can be beneficial to siblings and to parents alike. That's according to author and Vogue columnist Nell Frizzell, who joins us this morning. Good morning to you, Nell. Tell us about the age gap between you and your sister, and also between your own kids, and why you think it's good.
Well, I grew up with a sister who's 8 years older than me. And then my dad had two more daughters. So they were 20 and 21 years younger than me. So I remember standing, holding my baby sister as a sort of university graduate, thinking, well, this is a little odd. And then with my own children, so my son is 7 and I'm due to have my next one in January. So there's going to be a 7-year age gap between the two of them. I mean, I do think there's, obviously, there are huge benefits to being close in age to your siblings. You can steal their clothes and you can steal their friends and you can steal their toys. But actually, there's a lovely thing if, as I was with my sister, you are at different life stages as you're growing up. There's far less of a sense of competition. Probably your parents are less exhausted. They might have, you might be at school while the other one is in nursery. So there's a bit more sort of one-on-one time. You will have different friends. And I think, yeah, it's just a case of when it comes to kind of those finite resources. So not things like love, but things like T-shirts and shredded weed and
yeah, no,
bedrooms.
Fair. But
there's a bit more to go around.
I too am someone who has a bit of an age gap in my own family. I'm the youngest. And my elder two, who are close in age to each other, are 6.5 years and 8 years older than me. So I had that age gap too. I found it a bit lonely when I was small. And, you know, because I was in primary school when they were in college. And, you know, I hear what you're saying. But I remember looking at them and even when they talk about growing up, it was always doing things as a pair. I didn't really have that.
But did they fight? Because my sister never
fought. I think they did fight. And I do think there's a rivalry perhaps between them. Not a toxic one or anything, but I do notice that things like Christmas time, if there's a board game, that there's more of a rivalry between those two than between me and either of them. But because I think I'm kind of an afterthought child. But you know what I'm saying? I think they had a more busier, buzzier sort of a childhood maybe than I did.
I do. I think that's true. And I was 10 when my sister went off and left home, went to university. And it was quite strange, but suddenly being the only child in the house. But then I think maybe that pushed me to have a closer relationship with my friends and my cousins who were closer in age. And so I've always been lucky that I've been surrounded by kind of peers. And I have had very close, intense friendships and lived with friends and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think maybe you find that kind of sibling relationship, not necessarily with your biological relations. You find it elsewhere.
Yeah, that's true. As a teenager, my friends were massively important. Now, maybe that's true of all teenagers, of course, but they were massively important to me because they were who I had. But I was kind of jealous and envious of those friends of mine that had siblings around the same age, and they had that kind of busy, buzzy family as well that I didn't really have.
But then I think I have friends, so, you know, they're one family, there's four of them and there's only a year between each. And they are certainly jealous of me, and I was never defined as a sister. And they were always defined as, you know, you're the middle one, you're the boy.
Do you know what, Nell? That tells me that what we think is the grass is always greener, perhaps. Look, I'm sorry. We're going to...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.